everybody, welcome back to Wheatfields to Wonderland's audio link portion of my blog. This week's story is a very special story that's dear to my heart. Those of you who follow me on social media know that I have spent a long time working on my very first book that I'm publishing. That should be out in a couple of weeks. And the muse for my story was a little dog that I called Cannoli, who was the love of my life so far. Anyway, it's a story about why I decided to write this book. So here we go. I hope you enjoy this little story today. It's called For the Love of a Dog Named Cannoli. For the Love of a Dog Named Cannoli and Why I Decided to Publish My Book. If I told you that this book was over 10 years in the making, would you believe me? You see, over a decade ago, I lost my dear father. He was young, only 60, so it was, to say the least, heartbreaking. The pain of the loss was buried so deep in my heart and soul that I thought I might never recover from it. It literally took me years before I could speak his name without becoming teary-eyed or even rejoice in a memory without sadness. Years. As my entire family lived and still lives in Canada, I had to rely on my friends in Los Angeles as a support system to help me heal. And they were truly wonderful. But the one constant I had in my life, my only true source of joy during those first few years of grief recovery, was my little dog that I called Cannoli. Cannoli was always making me laugh and keeping me busy, as he not only needed, but demanded my full attention. We became devoted to each other, and I think he really knew deep in his sweet little soul that his love was my life anchor in what sometimes felt like a sinking ship. As a result, we became inseparable. At one point, I looked down at Cannoli, and I remember thinking to myself that if I lost him, I would surely die. He had transitioned from being my puppy into becoming my baby, my family, and eventually, he had completely stolen my heart. I thought about how hard it would be to lose him one day, as I realized that my life would most likely outlive his. Although, it is Los Angeles, and I have done a shitload of dumb things, so truthfully, Cannoli did have a chance of being an orphan puppy. Anyway, although I'd grown up with dogs on my family farm and always had some sort of a pet, I had never raised a puppy on my own from 10 weeks old and had never realized how human-like dogs truly are. It was the first time I ever had a dog live in my home and sleep in my bed with me. Cannoli changed my view of life, of the universe, and our symbiotic reactions and how we are all humans, animals, and nature so much more interdependent on each other than we even realize. He truly was my best teacher. So, because of Cannoli, an idea was born. I had an idea to write a story about life and about loss and about love and about the love that transpires between two entities, two entirely different life forces, and the beauty of that love. I hope that this story would help people heal with the loss of their pet or any loved one for that matter. I always knew the beginning and I knew the ending, but what transpired within the pages became an ongoing and fun creative discovery. I only managed to write the story in small segments, as each time I would sit down to hammer out a few pages, I swear to God, Cannoli would get sick or attacked by a dog or some travesty would befall him, and I started to worry that I was somehow unknowingly, willingly causing his early demise. But over the years, I managed to outline the majority of the story, and during the last several months of his life, I gutted out the rest, as I knew that if I didn't finish it before he passed, that I'd never be able to complete it. So once again, I was grieving a loss. The loss of my little baby, my sweet baby dog, my Cannoli. Another heartbreaking trauma had beset me. Healing takes time, and honestly, I still miss him terribly, and I'm still sad at times. But the good memories are pouring in and finally replacing the aching pain that tugs so severely at a wounded heart. But time really does heal all wounds. Then, a year ago or so, well, probably more likely 2 years ago, my cousin Lori from Calgary came to visit me. I had my story sitting on my kitchen counter, hoping to read it and proof it yet again, but had never had the heart to look at it since Cannoli had passed. My cousin knew that I'd been working on a story based on Cannoli, and she asked if she could perhaps read it while she was visiting me. The story was in imperfect form, and I asked if she would allow me to read it to her out loud so I could hear my mistakes. If I tell you, we laughed, we cried, we laughed out loud, and laughed some more, as Little by little, the story unfolded over the course of the 4 days she was here. Lori had a dog named Bear back in Canada, who was 14 years old, and he had started to have some health issues, and Lori was worried during her entire visit as to how he was doing. She called her husband 2 or 3 times a day to check in on her baby bear. A few weeks after Lori returned to Canada, her sweet little bear passed away. Several weeks later, I received a beautiful letter from my cousin thanking me for having shared my story with her, and that picturing her little bear the way I had imagined a dog's life to be was all that was getting her through her grief. As it turns out, my story was somewhat poignantly positioned for her and what she was going through in her own life. It was at that moment that I felt compelled to share the story, and I hope that the joy and the love that is written within its pages brings happiness and peace to all who read it. I always felt like I knew what Cannoli was thinking, and I hope you enjoy his little journey as told by the character Monk, as Where the Dogs Go is truly inspired from our lives together. So, always remember that the one gift that life gives us is a power of love. It is better than shoes or handbags or cars. It is the one intangible gift that we are given in this life. For the only cost to give and receive it is an open and loving heart. P.S. Don't worry, this book isn't a sad tale. Rather, it's a heartwarming, funny, and charming story about the power of love and that love is what makes our universe orbit after all. But sometimes getting to a sweet and charming and funny story, you know, the writer has to go through a lot to get that out. So anyway, I hope you enjoy my tale, my story, and my book. And on that note, XO bitches, woof! Ciao for now. Talk to you next time. Coming soon. Where the Dogs Go. Ow!